All right. We're on an adventure here, and the first stop of any good adventure is at a gas station to buy something to drink. So, that's what we're going to do. Bethesda feels that they need to make sure that people tune in to their press conference, so that's why they have to get out and say, like, hey, like, you know, whatever, tomorrow, they'll be like, hey, Fallout 4 is going to be there. Tune in for the world premiere of blah, blah, blah. Maybe it'll be that kind of thing. Yeah, you feel like people are already excited for that press conference, but those are people that are like living this every day in a way that, like, you know, there's a wider sphere of people who play the Fallout and, you know, Elder Scrolls games that, you know, you might want to try to reach with this stuff. You know, people who don't, you know, necessarily, like, there are plenty of people who like video games that don't necessarily follow them closely on the internet, you know? Not that this would reach them. Well, I don't know. This is probably some. It's probably some number of people who will be reached by this communique that haven't committed, like, press conference times to memory or whatever. Because I would have just been like, I mean, I would have at that point been like, fuck it. Like, I guess the other question is, like, do they actually need to know? Like, the answer is no, they don't. Because, like, you know, that, like, press conference is going to come to start a pre-order campaign for a game that probably won't be out this year, you know? They have plenty of time to reach the people that, that aren't day-to-day on internet video game news. Make a drink happen.
Cars, here we go.
They put traffic lights above this fucking on-ramp to the freeway. And, eventually they'll just be metering lights everywhere. That used to be such a fucking Southern California-only thing. And then they had them at the Bay Bridge. And then now they're kind of just, like, slowly putting them in. I just want to get on the freeway, you know? I understand, like, the logic that goes into them, but, man, I hate metering lights. Because you always end up in front of or behind some fucker that, like, doesn't know how to go from a standstill to full speed to merging onto the freeway. And they're just, like, fucking it up bad. That's my favorite thing. You know, even when, you know, in situations where there are no lights, you see someone who has fucking stopped. Like, they got onto the on-ramp and stopped their fucking car. Like, I gotta wait for my window. Like, no. That's not how this works. Hit it. It's not a great DMX song, you know? Like most DMX songs
201
are not.
No. Who is this?
Great DMX songs.
Rick Spangler? I'm doing a radio show is what I'm doing.
Back rap noises really fucking cross you up.
Yeah.
Tompkins from the Shout Network.
Yeah, can you hear me okay? I'm actually...
I shot a Warhol dead with my... It's kind of a lot of Weezer on here.
Money, 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 money ain't the motive. What's your name again? Nobody knows it. Don't speak to me, nigga. You not a clown and I'm focused. They say I'm nutty, I'm picking the basket, but short of a sandwich and peanut butter.
This new drug that makes you happy. I just want to say, fuck, happy!
Thank you.
I work. Most days it's dark. Love me. Alone. I can't go on. This is bullshit. You people.
Already hit the streets. We're the chain gang, using loads of slang. We got better cars than the one inch chitty bang bang. There's no floor chink in
that's
our bad, fucking armor. Exy looks
that's
the
bad
the
rapping.
Local farmer. If you let us in your house, I wouldn't blink, because we'll nick more than your fucking kitchen sink.
It's the chain gang. It's the chain. It's the
It's the chain gang. It's the...
saying this all this lightly because I've been around this, not them in personal situation, but right outside the situation. So I know, you know what I'm saying?
You got a little insight. I don't know what's worse though. Like I try not to do that on text anymore because of what happened with when Tiger Woods left those
screenshots.
Yeah, and all that. Yeah.
The last time I was here, I mean, some chick had me on ball alert. She got banged out. She had my screenshots, me giving her my address. I wasn't mad about nothing she said about her little whatever her incident was or whatever.
Yeah.
But she screenshot, you know, you can't screenshot the game. Now I got to regame myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You just showed the playbook.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, now I got to come up with a whole new playbook to win new championships.
Yeah, I like that challenge, though. All right, what else you got, Tracy?
All right, switching gears a bit. Let's talk about a very audacious Caucasian youngster. His name is Chester Hanks. Chester is the son of one of our most beloved actors, Tom Hanks. Chester, he loves Instagram like any young fellow. Over the weekend, he shared his feelings on hating ass niggas. And that's not coming from me. That's coming from him. He put a photo of himself, and his caption was, two types of people in this world. Those who know exactly what it is they want and are doing everything they can to get it, all right? And those who just wander aimlessly through life because they are scared to death of failure. I've lost a lot of so-called friends because they turned out to be the second kind. Fuck y'all hating ass niggas. I'll never stop chasing my dream. Hashtag one life, one God, one love. So he's already aware when you say something so polarizing with your skin tone that light, a lot of people are going to come at you, so he put up another post on Instagram. This time it was video.
Look, I know the majority of y'all are not going to get this because the history is still so fresh in our country. But hip-hop isn't about race. It's about the culture you identify with. And can't no one tell me what I can't say?
BS.
Yes, they can.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you can say nigga, like his father's from Oakland. So, you know, I grew up on 23rd Ave. If Tom Hanks' son went over there and said, hey, you hating ass niggas.
Yeah, they let him have it.
They gonna let him have it. And he gonna go, it's hip hop.
He's actually right to say, he can say what he wanna say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can't say when you wanna say it and where you wanna say it.
Yeah.
You can say what you wanna say from there. From Instagram,
yeah.
From your video.
Yeah.
Drop your ass off somewhere around anywhere. You ain't even got to be around the most. You ain't got to be in the most hood.
Yeah.
Seriously, you could be right around some dudes who just care about themselves. Some black people feel like they've been through hell and a half and just say the word in the wrong, mm-hmm. you know, tone or something like that. You
dumb
can't
motherfucker.
Say, you can't sing Kanye songs around me if you're white. I don't care. Mm-hmm. It don't feel right. Mm-hmm. It don't feel right. Like, I can see if we had a concert and it's 30,000 people and I can't tell who really saying nigga.
You say you in the safe zone.
Get your chin on.
No.
Get them all up.
All right, while we're talking about hip hop, Kid Cudi, you know, this is a rapper who a lot of people gravitate towards him because he's so transparent and he's always talking about his feelings. He's always putting a spotlight on his low feelings as well. But he started to worry me a little bit because he put up this post where it seemed like he was preparing for his death. And he was going into all of this detail about how he wants his funeral arrangements. He said, my casket needs to be 100% rose gold plated. I want to be in my ripped Levi's jeans, my Nirvana t-shirt, my Converse. Don't cut my hair. No matter what, keep the casket closed. Send my body to space to be buried on the moon or sent through a wormhole of all my music and my story on a jump drive if possible. He said, upon my death, all rivalries will be deaded. Dance and celebrate, no sadness. He said, let my fans have a separate funeral. He wants his family to mourn privately. And then he said, maybe dig up his dad's body so they can be buried together.
Well, that's a long ass list.
Oh, yes.
When you're gone, who you leaving money for all this, Scotty? You better keep making records, because if you don't.
Gold plate coffin.
If you don't keep making no records, bro, you're going to be sitting up in a car. No casket. Be the passenger at your own funeral limo. But I don't think that's suicidal. I think that's preparation. And when white people do it, we cool with it. When they lay out exactly what they want. I think you never know. And what the, you never know how, like we just said, never know how long none of this is going to last. So yeah. I say, brother, if you want to lay it out the way you want it, just have a check for each one of them things. To the moon. To the moon ain't cheap.
It got to come with a budget.
You know what I'm saying? Gas expensive. Maybe they just put a moon sticker on his casket.
Yeah. Okay, now the obvious conversation we got to have, completely censored on Caitlyn Jenner.
Bury that neck in an astronaut suit.
Yeah, so since we brought up caskets, we have officially buried Bruce Jenner. And, you know, Caitlyn, she was gracing the cover of Vanity Fair's July issue. And she opened up a Twitter account. She's currently got 1.97 million. She's already rocking with that award because she set a world record. She surpassed our president, Barack Obama, for the fastest growing Twitter account. She said, I'm so happy after such a long struggle to be living my true self. Welcome to the world, Caitlyn. Can't wait for you to get to know her / me. So let's get to know her a little bit. Some fun facts.
Are you following her, D-Ray?
No, I'm actually not, man. This is all amazing to me. I'm laughing inside, but outside I'm like, I don't get it. You know what I mean? Because Chris gave him some bomb daughters. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know they was getting it in. I wonder at what point was he like, I want one of these. Like, it's so good.
A vagina?
Yeah, it's so good. I want one too.
Oh, no.
I can see if he got one put on his hand. See, that's dope. That's just convenient. You just use it, but you got one that you... Come on, man. I don't know, man.
Yo, I ain't heard that.
Like, what made him... I mean, I don't know, man. And when did she notice it? Like, by the last...
Oh,
like,
she caught him in her... And she caught Bruce in her closet trying on clothes. So did Kim. Kim said when she was 21, she saw her dad cross-dressing.
Okay, that must be... This must be some mental stuff going on, because... Man, that's crazy. I don't... Hey, man... To each his own. We live in a world where anything you say is going to be unbashed. And it's just amazing that this was the topic yesterday, and how everything is just so nuts around. Weird word.
You see the pictures? So nuts,
so
right?
So nuts, right?
So not nuts. But you saw the picture?
Did he keep his pieces, though? Did you put that up?
We don't know.
You put the pieces in the trophy case?
I mean, I was staring at his crotch.
Like, hey, that was my...
I plan to be today. Of course, I'm coming with some new music. Target practice is going to happen an hour earlier today. Due to the fact that I got the homie Kid Ink. He's going to be hanging out with me today at 3 p.m. Eastern. So be sure to be here for that when I put him under the gun at that time. And Target practice is going to run at 2 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour early. So you got Target practice, new music, Kid Ink, new music there. Well, and then all day long, all your requests, whatever you want to get in, that's going to motivate your Tuesday. I got you. As long as it's dope and as long as I got it in hand, I'm going to shoot that off. So hit me up with any requests you have right now at DJ Nina 9.
I want to party.
Do
you want to party? Do you want to party? Do you want to party? Let's have a party. Let me get up.
Saturday morning, yes. I ain't got to work. Last night's show, so I'm out of merch. Bad bitch in my bed, so I ain't got a jerk. Fourth list caught me, so it's hard to make the dollar hurt. All we need is good green.
Shit to make the hood go crazy. On the interstate doing 180. She said, do it for me, baby. Took a double shot, and we all went crazy. White girls go crazy. Black girls go crazy. College girls go crazy. Time to shit to make the hood go crazy.
Yeah, you my prototype. My fourth foreign car was a Porsche Porto White. Cooler than a polar bear and a bowl of ice. With a rain mirror to the game, had a throwing rice. Wait a minute, put my bang on her. I'm trying to knock her up, I'm trying to put a sang on her so I can do a banger with her. I kick brain for dinner. I don't need a pretender for contender. Thank God for strippers. Hot talk with zippers, hard and some nipples. All this shit I do is straight off the temple. Trying to squeeze it into my schedule, it's like a pimple. Tell that poodle, don't mess around with them pit bulls.
This type of shit to make the hood go crazy. On the interstate doing 180. She said, do it for me, baby. Took a double shot, and we all went crazy. White girls go crazy. Black girls go crazy. College girls go crazy. This is the type of shit to make the hood go crazy.
It's the ending from the nine. Gunning bitches from behind. If you way drunk off the yak, spit it up, spit it up, spit it up. This Kansas City, shit's red gritty. In the summertime, the chicks be damn pretty. Born in the projects, into the field. Then I did a deal with Shadows and made meal. This is celebration, this is elevation. Me and my delegation got niggas hella hating. This is not a house regime, Road Dog, and it's all strange music. Winners can't lose.
Double shot, now we all went crazy. White girls go crazy. Black girls go crazy. College girls go crazy. This is the type of shit to make the hood go crazy.
The money turned into a monster. The money turned into noodles and pasta.
Today.
Yeah, he was good. He got real busy today. On tomorrow's show, where was it at? Was it at? Tomorrow's show, we got Jason Derulo is coming by tomorrow.
Hey, this next super important dance move is called the.
Station has been kind of boring. It's not high energy enough, man. This song is too slow. I need to get it going.
tonight. They've got Father John Misty opening up for them. Gonna go see him at the White River State Park Lawn here in Indianapolis. They've got a new EP or a new LP called Sound and Color. The track that we're gonna hear from them off of it is called Future People.
She calls me up on Friday night.
Song took a turn I was not expecting, but I'm all for it.
Thank you.
stopped in this tunnel. This is not cool. Hey, you guys talking about the Google Photos on that there internet. Do they detect dupes? Do they, like, dedupe your photos for you? Do you know? I started uploading stuff and then realized I was, like, getting ready to leave the office and I just told it to upload, like, 7,000 photos. And I was like, well, I gotta close this. And then it had 300 photos, and then I'm like, I'm not gonna, like, weed those out and not upload them again. They don't dedupe, and that sucks. Like, I just kind of want to send everything to one place and have it figure it out, I guess? And then take all the photos on my Dropbox, because why? I don't need that. And I guess, like, you know, the other thing I was worried about, like, that they'd say they're gonna fucking compress, that they're gonna, like, you know, alter the originals, which seems like you could lose some image detail there. But, like, at the same time, who cares? Most of these images I have are not worth. Not that they're not that high quality to begin with, and also they're all terrible photos. I don't know. The thing is, they like, I remember reading people saying, like, oh, it's, you know, anything over 16 megapixels is going to get compressed. But the language on the site itself makes it sound like that they're going to compress everything. In a way that, it, you know, it's not like it's not going to be your original image no matter what.
The throwback station, the new Q102, always take
throwback. I don't know.
In San Jose.
Congratulations, my man. You got the free tickets to the Lowrider Car Show coming up on Sunday.
Nice.
Santa Clara Fairgrounds. You can get tickets and all the info at streetlowmagazine.com. Next time to win these tomorrow morning, right after 9. Throwback Throwdown with DJ Ajax on the new Q102.
Well, maybe I'll throw the rest of my photos up there today when I get in, if I remember. Maybe I should wait till I get home. I have faster internet at home than I do at the office. Which is sad, in a way. But it also speaks to my dedication to having some fucking fast-ass internet at home. What's my speed? It's not, like, that impressive. It more speaks to the shittiness of the internet at the office that we get out of the off the office network. I mean, I'll get, like, I don't know what I'm actually rated at. It's like the thing where Comcast, like, fucking gave people more speed and in some cases, but never told anyone. So I'm not even sure what I'm supposed to pay for, but I, like, realistically, I can get, like, upload fucking trailers or other videos from home for work stuff, and it just fucking sucks, so.
Same here, nigga.
But it's a lot of money. I don't know. Like,
his new music. New music on Hip Hop Nation. Hip Hop Hits. Period.
I need to stop fucking around and cancel my DirecTV service.
Yo.
And then maybe I'll put some of that into a PlayStation View subscription or something like that. I would assume, well, I don't know. That seems like the sort of thing they would do at E3 is say, like, hey, we've been testing fucking in three cities for a while. We're going to be rolling out in more. And that's probably what I would go with. Which is dumb. Because that they don't, it doesn't seem like it's necessarily the best service. But it's the one that has USA. And then I could watch wrestling. I don't know. When they rolled out Sling TV, like as a streaming service, not as like the Slingbox stuff, but when they rolled that out on Xbox One, the Sling people got in touch and said, here, have a year of Sling TV, which lets me watch Lucha Underground. But I don't think I would pay for that service. I don't. Like, it's a little clunky. Like, the interface on the, both their iOS app and on the Xbox One, I thought sort of sucked. Streams drop. Yeah, I thought that. Yeah, I thought that maybe that was just something on my end or some kind of capacity thing because they were, you know, just it was like right before they rolled out the Xbox One stuff, or maybe it was the day of. So I thought like, oh, well, maybe it's just shitty right now. But yeah, if it sucks, yeah, well. Chromecast to a TV that is in my house, that is in a room with nothing else. So I had a TV there, and I had a Chromecast, and I was like, ah, let's see what this thing does. And boy, that thing seems fucking lame. Like, hey, stream some shit from your phone, as if a zillion other boxes don't do that, plus a lot more. Maybe there's just something about it I don't understand, but it just, it seemed to be kind of useless. I'm stopped in this other tunnel. Totally different.
Tripping off none, just me and my money, just me and my money. I ain't tripping off none, just me and my money, just me and my money. Some people keep a trail, some of y'all act funny. So it's me and my money. I ain't tripping off none, just me and my money, just me and my money. I ain't tripping off none. Mind on paper, you ain't talking that. I can't even holler later. Boy, I do a major. Blinded by the vapors, trying to get rich. I ain't worried about a hater, they just want a favor. But I said no, homie, where I'm headed, everybody can't go. See, I'ma kill the show, then I'ma kill the monk. And level my money, but I'm loving that don't. Girl, pop that trunk, let my shit bang. I'm young California, where they really do bang. Red and blue strings, bucket to a range. I do it cause I love it, I ain't tripping off fame. I'm tripping off in it, now I'm in the zone. Trying to figure out who trying to go home. So we can get grown, I like you a long time. Don't hold up, wait, I'm lying. Got money on my mind and I'm always on the grind. I should have been a skater, but I serve rappers. I am just a waiter. Busy be the man, busy be the shit. Busy go hard every single chance he get. From beginning to the end, always been a winner. Forgive me for my ways, I know that I'm a sinner. But you only live once and I'm having her for dinner. And I bet she gon' roll, cause she already know. I ain't tripping off none, just me and my money, just me and my money. I ain't tripping off none, just me and my money, just me and my money. Some people keep a trail, some of y'all act funny. So it's me and my money, I ain't tripping off none. Just me and my money. Just me and my money, I ain't tripping off none. You know I got a roll up, good ass nigga. I don't need no luck, I just need more bucks. No gap to throw up, silly ass hustler. You don't get no cut, tell me what you're thinking. No, really what you own, trying to get ahead. If not, leave me alone, I don't wanna date ya. I just want the paper, a yacht in the house. Sitting on a couple acres in the city of the Lakers. That's where I reside, but I get away. Run around getting high, and I done got picky. Only fuck girls you find, make it worthwhile. When
I don't think I realized how hard the bass hit in this before.
Murder
that pussy, I committed that crime. I got the money calling on both of my lines. Catch me on the grind, yeah, I'll be just fine.
I ain't tripping off none, just me and my money, my money. Just me and my money, I ain't tripping off none, just me and my money, my money. Just me and my money, some people keep a trail, some of y'all act funny. So it's me and my money, I ain't tripping off none, just me and my money, my money. Just me and my money, I ain't tripping off none.
I need to have hard hitting bass like that. Sure.
I think I was embarrassing with them, wasn't I?
Music from VVVVVV stuck in my head. I haven't made good on that yet. Alright. Oh, it's these Lux fuckers. I don't think I've ever seen them fucking in action. They're fucking... It's these guys that fucking you tell them where you're going, and they show up to collect your car and park it for you. And then you tell them that you're leaving, and they bring your car back to wherever you are. I saw them getting into a Range Rover, and now they're driving it away. Like, the prices didn't seem bad, but the whole thing just sounds kind of fucking awful for some reason. I don't know. I gotta go. I'm at the office. Fuck this city. I'll see you later.